You are listening to Hovel Audio's production of Evil and the Justice of God by N.T. Wright. This book is read by Simon Vance. This book is 109 pages long and is divided into 5 chapters. This recording was produced in 2007 by Hovel Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Hovel Audio. This edition is issued by contractual arrangement with the Society for Promoting Christian Knowledge, SPCK, 36 Causton Street, London, SW1P4ST. Originally published by SPCK in English as Evil and the Justice of God, copyright 2006 by Nicholas Thomas Wright. All rights reserved. Please visit www.hovelaudio.com and www.christianaudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Preface. After working for some years on a major book on the resurrection, I resolved at the start of 2003 that I would turn my attention to the meaning of Jesus' crucifixion. But as soon as I began to think how I might approach the subject, I realized that there was something else I had to do first. When Christians talk about what Jesus accomplished in his death, they usually say something about his cross as the answer to, or the result of, evil. But what is evil? The same question presented itself to me for a quite different reason. Between September the 11th, 2001, when terrorists flew aeroplanes into the Twin Towers in New York and into the Pentagon in Washington, and my reflection on the cross and the problem of evil in early 2003, the topic of evil had suddenly become hot. George Bush had declared that there was an